Hey, let's talk about
it. Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Kruska, K-U-R-E-S-K-A, born 1-23-53-23-24. This is a 71-year-old woman who resides in a group home. She's under the care of the guardianship by the state. There's no family that they can think of or they know of. The patient has shown tremendous amount of weight loss in the past month, at least 10 pounds. She probably weighs around 90 pounds. She's bowel and bladder incontinent. She's quite confused. She has a history of dementia, which has definitely gotten worse in the past 4 to 6 weeks, period. In a paragraph, she does not know who she is, where she is, or what time it is. She's very confused. She eats very little. She requires help to get up in bed. I had to offer assistance. She wears a diaper once again and is total ADL dependent, period. As far as family history, I'm in the process of obtaining that from the guardian from the state today. COVID immunization, apparently up to date per previous records. Medication includes Invega, Aricept, and Zoloft. Allergy none reported. Surgery, no recent surgery. Medical problems. Apparently, patient has had a history of hypertension, not on any medication because her blood pressure is so low, secondary to significant weight loss. She has had a history of smoking and drinking alcohol in the past, but none recently reported, period. O2 stats at 91% on room air with a heart rate of 100 and blood pressure of 100 over 60 at febrile. Patient's heart, positive swan, positive stew, lungs, few bronchi. Abdomen is soft, TMs are clear, skin shows no rash, oral mucosa without any lesion, but dry, neurological, no focal deficit noted. Assessment, 71-year-old woman with history of dementia now has definitely worsened to the point that she has a hard time ambulating. She's a high risk of fall, bowel and bladder incontinent, no longer able to tell me who she is, where she is, or what time it is. Patient has had worsening symptoms with protein, calorie, malnutrition, weight loss, and severe muscle wasting, period. In the paragraph, we're in the process of obtaining permission from the guardian to get her more help, especially end-of-life care, palliative / hospice care to keep her from being, having to transfer to the hospital. When the time arrives, which most likely will be within the next 2 months, as she has shown incredible worsening symptoms regarding her degenerative brain disease and Alzheimer's dementia to the point that death is very close. Thank you.